Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are live at Flowery Branch today, and the boys are back together after Mike's trip to Germany. And I'm excited to kind of chop it up and get the feel of what that was like. I'm actually headed over there for a vacay coming up in about 30 days or so, and I know that a lot of Falcon fans made the trip. It was a lot of fun, except for the result. And we got to change that this week. And, Mike, as we're up here, we'll get a chance to talk to Rod today. We're also going to talk to Bijan Robinson, guys. Looking forward to that because we need to see where this team is, and specifically this offense. I don't know if Bijan, and I'd love for him to come in here and say, look, this has been a crap show, and we got to fix it. But my guess is he's going to come in here and do what Bijan does, and that is he's a team guy. He is going to be about trying to say and do the right things. And, Mike, I said to you guys today on our pre-show, if anybody wants to complain, it's him.
Yeah, thanks for ruining my MVP caliber season. I was doing an amazing start their offensive line. The closest that the coaching staff, whether it was Zach Robinson speaking with the media or the head coach, and actually calling out the offensive line, kind of speaking around it, but if you can read between the lines, the offensive line has just not been great. And part of the reason you can't establish the run, you got basically out-physicaled by both the 49ers and Miami, and at times the Colts weren't allowing you to do what you wanted to do either
right.
in Germany. But, yeah, but that's where I think the theme, and I said this on yesterday's show, Carl, you're off for Veterans Day, is the pivot. Where is the pivot? Okay, things that aren't working here. How does Zach Robinson and the offensive coaching staff get to something that can counter that, that can reestablish things we've tried to do on offense? We said earlier today, how about more Algier and Bijan on the field at the same time? If you've got a malfunctioning in your offensive equipment, yes, I'm talking about you, Darnell Mooney. Let Bijan get more catches down the field because he can do that. But that's the thing this week. And then the other thing, you got a crisis of confidence, I think, with your quarterback. And look, it's human nature. You took it on the chin, and it's not the end of the world, but it's still, you feel like, man, I don't want to make the melodramatic cross. It feels like a bit of a crossroads, you know, because here it is 11 games into his career. He's got to get it together.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, look, I'm not going to tell you his career is going to be destroyed by his inability to make plays or make the throws that he needs to make. But I also asked the question, who in this building is helping him? And we brought this up, Mike, when you were out. You know, everybody talks about these quarterback coaches. Do you guys know who our quarterback coach is? And I said this. His dad was a really good quarterback. I don't know if he was. He played at Grambling as well. He played in college but didn't have necessarily a great pro career. And that doesn't always dictate how you're going to be as a coach. But when you start talking about DJ Williams, the quarterback's coach, and you say, all right, how is he in these rooms helping our quarterback get better week in and week out? It's something that has to be talked about.
Right.
This is why you need people to lean on in these moments. And so if your OC, Mike, is not super experienced, if your quarterback's coach doesn't have that game day experience in the NFL, then you're talking to people who can tell you, but I don't know if they can tell you how to do it. And, you know, Jay-Z had a line where everybody wants to tell you how to do it, but yet they never done it. So I just feel like right now for Michael Penix, I need him to get the best advice that he possibly can And I hope there are people here in this building that can do that. And again, that's not a slight to anybody or their job. It's just the reality. If I told you the quarterback's coach was Tom Brady, you'd be like, oh, well, he's probably getting the help he needs. But at the end of the day, you're right. It is a crisis from the standpoint of confidence. He has to show us Sunday that he's not afraid to put the ball where he needs to. And, Mike, the other thing that's concerning for me, he was late on throws. Like, one thing is, can he get it there? He can get it there. But why are you late? Why are you throwing behind guys? Why are you not seeing these routes break when they should? So I think this week is a big week for Michael Penix. It's a big week for our guys as well as we take on Carolina.
You know, the footwork really cropped up for the first time in the Carolina loss. You know, and that's where you're saying, wait a minute, man, that's basic stuff that you've got to get right. That was the stuff that Cam Newton would struggle with in his early days, which drove fans crazy. You can't be doing that. Like the ball that sailed on Mooney, you're late on the throw. You're late getting the ball out. I mean, yes, he drops back 1, 2, 3, and the ball's out. That never occurs.
Nope.
Ironically, earlier in his career, last season, the Commanders game, 1, 2, 3,
out.
Ball's out. That laser, well, I think one of the best throws that he's made was that throw that he made in traffic for the touchdown to Kyle Pitts against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. Where's that? That doesn't exist. A few weeks ago, before I went on vacay, Steve Weiss said it on NFL Network. He goes, the center of the field is a no-fly zone for the Falcons. You know, I said no-fly zone. Steve basically said, it's like the NBA and there's nothing in the paint. Everything's in the perimeter. You know, but that's it. This offense, and you said it, where's T.J. Yates? T.J. Yates played at a high level. He used to get yelled at by Bill O'Brien playing for the Texans.
And he's been here. He's been here a long time.
So how do you help Michael Penix? And that was kind of the theme yesterday when I was arguing with Abe about it. But, I mean, to me, if there's a pie chart, third offensive line, third quarterback, and a third OC.
Yeah.
Either way, fix it.
Got to fix it. And we're going to get you caught up on the injuries. We're live at Flowery Branch. We'll talk to Rod today. And, yes, we have a lot of questions as we get ready for another week. And this is a big divisional game. Look, technically we are not out of it. Do I feel like we're out of it? I've told you, yes.
Do you think anybody outside of 285 thinks we got a snowball's chance in hell of making the playoffs?
No, they may think we'll win this week or maybe the next 3 weeks because of the opponents, but I don't think they think we're going to make the playoffs. But technically, we're not out of this. And I know that's hard to swallow right now with the four losses, but that's what Raw is going to preach to his guys is, you know what, we got three dubs. We can get right back into this thing over the next 3 weeks, guys, and be 500. And the problem becomes when you don't handle your business, Mike, you need help down the stretch.
Right.
And we're going to get down to the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. We're going to have this false hope that we could possibly make it, and then we're going to need a team or two to lose or slip up. Meanwhile, we've got to win. And remember what happened last year. We went into the last game of the season with a chance and then got our asses kicked,
yes.
Okay? And, oh, by the way, Tampa was losing at halftime.
Yeah, we lost at that time. Granted, Carolina came back and whooped us this year. But at the time, that was Carolina that was expected to not beat us. We squandered a 30-point effort, a 300-yard passing day.
That's right.
For Michael Penix Jr. in that final game of the season. So, that was an abysmal defensive effort. This Carolina team, Carl touched on the pre-show. Everybody thinks there's payback. Okay, I hope there's some payback. I hope if there's some extra sauce this week that, you know, this team's got it and they feel they're going to execute. But, you know, to me, and we'll ask Coach about it because he did kind of touch on it, but I want our audience to hear what he says about it. Kyle Pitts is the example of everything that goes wrong when we don't win. You know, dropping a perfectly thrown pass that may result in a touchdown. If nothing, a huge explosive play which is going to get us inside maybe the 5
right.
if he doesn't score.
Right.
Missing the audible, which then Michael Penix gets blown up and the ball gets fumbled. You know, that's mental. That's effort. And that's the stuff that you and I have debated for years about this guy. You know, it's like you're here as a fourth overall draft pick. The season is right here, as I said, in a crossroads. It's in flux. Somebody has got to step up, and make some plays. And he can't deliver. And that's everything that's gone wrong with this team. You know, when JT Bertrand, you know, can't do his job, when he gets thrown around like a rag doll by a tight end, you know, when you see offensive line missing an assignment, Drake London missing a block, Michael Penix Jr. missing basic throws. And again, the offensive coordinator, we talked about this. This, Carl, I call it a slow motion pirouette off the play action, which I don't know what it's about. It looks silly. It doesn't help Michael Penix Jr. be able to diagnose down the field when he's got his back to those guys. There better be some changes in how we approach. Now, we're locked in the pistol. You agree? That's not going anywhere.
No, we're not. It's not.
But man, oh man, I hope they can come up with something. Build a better friggin' mousetrap this week, guys.
You know, it's funny because Zeno asked the other day when we were doing the show, I guess it was Monday. It had to be, right? Monday, because, yeah, yesterday was Veterans Day. He asked Coach, will there be any changes? And then he goes out the studio to do this, right? He's on the Zoom call or whatever.
Right.
comes back in. I said, Zeno, what did he say? He said, no changes. I said, didn't I tell you he would say, no, Zeno, no changes? And the point is, Mike, to your point about what are they going to do differently, can you do things differently when you're not willing to change things?
Right.
Like I don't know if you can necessarily say we need a different approach if you're going to allow the guys that have been doing it continue to do it their way. My guess is, and this is just me, guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch getting you ready for our interview with Raheem Morris. Bijan's going to join us as well coming up a little bit later on. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. College football playoff rankings came out last night, and we'll talk about all that and the dogs and much more. But when you talk about Raheem and where I think he is, and I don't know if he'll answer this, but like, he just feels like we got to just keep moving in this direction, Mike, and at some point it's going to work. Like, what he believes in and what Zach believes in, at some point it's going to click, and when it works, we're going to take off. Because you just don't do the same things week after week after week and have that kind of confidence and that conviction in what you're doing unless you just believe it's going to work. You just got to stay with me.
Look, if he had been here 2 or 3 years and we've won 10 or 11 games and you have a benchmark that you've established your winning formula, your game plan, and then, okay, you have a 4-game losing streak. All right, man, let's go back to what we did in 22. Whatever. Let's just say he'd been here for a couple years.
Sure.
Okay, let's get I love Smitty. Hey, we're going to have to self-scout, all that stuff. But that's to sit there and go, oh, no, same, rinse, repeat. That is the definition. Like, we all guys know it, the definition of insanity. You know, not changing the approach, expecting a different result. This is where I think you've got to take the time to break it down to the studs, which you don't have the time, obviously, because it's you're in the middle of the season. So preseason, maybe you could do some of that. This team needs to change their approach, a drastic change of approach on the offense, specifically in how the quarterback handles his job, which you're telling me that's not going to happen, then God bless us. I sure hope Bijan and Tyler can run for 300 yards on Sunday.
I'm just hoping that as we go through this process, and I'm a now guy. I don't worry about 3 years from now. You guys know that if you've listened to me over the years, because who knows where the hell I'll be or you'll be in 3 years. But I hope we're not wasting these stars that we have on this football team. I just hope we're not. I hope we're not going to look up in 3 years, Drake, damn, look how good he's been. Look how good Bijan's been. And we've not won anything. I hope we're not wasting away these young stars. Jalen Walker looks like he's going to be a player. He's making impact. That's all I wanted him to do. I don't need him 15 sacks. Just have an impact. He's showing up every week. All of a sudden, this investment in this pass rush that we've had looks like it's paying off. We're fifth in the league in pass rush, guys. We've got fifth in sacks. I just hope we're not wasting this, Mike, and we're going to look down the road and go, man, we had all this working for us, but we didn't win a damn thing.
Well, that's another thing. You know, you're going to get Terry Fontenot fired. You know, and you may get fired too. I don't know. Day-Day made the argument that you got the patience of Job, man. We were talking about this in the pre-show as far as Raheem. I just think I've seen too many inconsistencies, things we've asked him about, you know, in coaching and how you approach it. You know, everybody now says, oh, Jeff, I heard some stuff today. Oh, Jeff Ulbrich's the best. Yeah, we're going up against Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor. Maybe we want to stop those guys. They go for 500 yards against us. You know, so let's stop anointing Jeff Ulbrich. Oh, that's the guy. Yeah, I mean, defense is better. Jimmy Lake was a guy who had no idea what he was doing. So the bar was kind of low. But it is good to see Jalen Walker, to your point, and James Pierce Jr. having an impact. Leonard Floyd has not had an impact. He may or may not play this weekend. We'll talk about the injuries coming up. But there's a combination of things. The personnel you added. You know, a couple of years ago, we went through a lot of injuries in O-line. We were able to handle it. This year, the depth that Terry's put together is not handling these injuries.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kyle Pitts, we've already talked about. Troy Anderson's not here, so we have to go get Divine Diablo. Some good news, by the way. Divine Diablo's ahead of schedule, it sounds like. So maybe we'll get him back sooner than later.
Yeah, we're going to get you caught up on the latest injuries. Chris Lindstrom limited. What's the deal with Matthew Bergeron? We need our dudes back. Let's be honest. I mean, we're talking about going on a little run here. We need our dudes back. That's first and foremost. We got to get the best players on the field. We're going to talk more about that, get you caught up, and also the latest CFP rankings. No changes in the top four, but what does that mean for Georgia? We'll discuss coming up live from Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.